We're holding by Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav Siv Dalid the idea of bedikas to do during the Zaynikim. The first question is, what's the zman to go do the bedika? So there is a shaila to the bedika at night work. The Pesach Tshuva by us at the end of Siv Katan tests being examined the shaila among the Rishonim is sphere of alayla is mikri sphere or not. The mice says clear on the page, we do not say it's nichl getter of accounting. The Noit Behuda does want him to start with it, too. We'll get the case later on. And then it's very clear that there's no din, a person cannot do a bedika at night. Agam, the Chaznish discusses the steamers of Paiskim, no one seems to bring down this concept over here. And the fact that it says the word Yoim is Narayo, maybe the word Yoim means Me'es Leis, and there he ends up Tzarchin, why that's so. But it's very clear that Hog is the bedikas have to be done during the day. That means you do two a day. One in the morning when a person wakes up, or one before nighttime, before Shkia. Now, when you say the Geder is in the morning, this is Shalom among the Sfarim, is it from Nates or from Alois? And Salalochi negate to all things in the morning based upon the Mishnah and Saito, is that Chanchila Avada, it's Nates. However, the day does start from Alois, the person knows he's going to have an issue, we do can do a Bdika from the case of Alois. Now, negate how to go do these Bdikas, or how many Bdikas go do. So, it's very clear, what we do is every single day for 7 days, and I'll pee the smart we do twice a day. The question is, what's the halacha b'di'eved? So, we have a Mishnah, b'as anidah, daf samaches. We have 3 different mandi'omim in the Mishnah. If a person does a b'dika on day 1, and then on day 7, Rabbi Lozer says she has a cheskes tahira, Rabbi Shua says she only has 1 and 7, and the b'kiva says she only has day 7. The Gemara is very clear, say here and say earlier in the Masechta. We passing like Rabbi Lozer. The halacha is that when she does a bdika 1 and 7, the maisa, she is tahira, as if she had 7 days over here fully. Now, once we have this halacha over here, just go through the dargis, what to go do by step by step. First level is l'chadchila, what everyone is supposed to do, you tell your wife to go do. You do a bdika every single day for 7 days. You do a bdika once in the morning or once before nighttime. That's aleph. Let's say it's hard for a person to go do that. Welcome Tsar Kadoimo. The next level, this next dagger is you do Bedika every single day, once a day, says the Minchas Yitzchak, but on day 1 and day 7, you do twice a day. That's the second dagger. A third dagger, let's say even that's hard. So then you go do Bedika every single day, once a day, even once on 1 and 7. And the shaila is when you do once a day, should it be done in the morning or before evening? Minchas Yitzchak and Shuvan Chalik Yud says, and as far as I'm going, we do a bedika in the morning. That's the correct zman. If let's say that is also, we'll get to reason why it's too hard. Come to Pesach Shuvah Siv Katan Vav. He brings down that a person could do bedika on day 1, then on day 3, and then on day 7. Now the reason why a lot of people are given the psak are doing on day 3, well, what's the difference if it's 1 and 7, 1, 3 and 7? In case something does not go well on day 7, and we'll see the halacha if you do 1 and 8, so 3 is like a backup. If you do 1 and 3, then in case 7 does not go well, do a bdika on 8, do a bdika on 9, you'll have 7 days over here. Now some people say over the number 1, 3 and 7. The mile of 3 is because then you have chazaka on day 1 and day 3, it's a better bdika. Asad Hasheni, others say the number is 1, 4 and 7. The mile of 4 over 3 is, we'll get to Aloch and Sif Yud, that you cannot make pliyas on day 3. So therefore, you rather get less issues. So some say it's better to do a bdika on 4 than over a bdika on 3. Different halachas, some say 1, 3 and 7, some say 1, 4 and 7. That's a fourth level. A fifth level, come with Pesach Shuvah Siv Katan Ches. Let's say it's Karv Harbe, she's in a lot of pain. Then we go back to the Ikra halacha, and we do bdika only on day 1 and on day 7. We go like a pasim like a belozer. Now, the Pesach Shuvah says over the Noit Behuda, he's Moisef, you do a Knuach Mibachutz also. It's a notion of Toiv. Some of the reason, when the Olam does 1 and 7, they do not seem to do this Toiv over here, a Knuach Mibachutz, Yesh Lodom, why that's so. But again, could go after the Ikalocha of 1 and 7. So then, first, these are the 5 simple dargas that everyone agrees it works, certainly in the case of B'di'evit. Now, once we have this Alocha, when it's Korev Harbe, a lot of pain, you cannot do anything, it's 1 and 7, what happens when it's not a case of pain? Not a case of Chashash Makel. The case of Yestam, she has a hard time getting clean. She has a lot of stainings, whether because she's taking pills over here, whether because of way her body, her hormonal is working, she's stopped staining. Is that nichel in the side of here and go back to Ikar Locha? Or no, do you say fakert? Chazal is mesakin, do you bedika every single day to go see what's happening over here? And we don't see any makar to be makel. So I tried a couple of times with a Berquist to ask him to be makel, and he's very adamant that Locha is, the Chazal want to go check, to make sure you know what's happening in tune to your body, if maybe there's a chashah gosh over there. And stam to be light on the bdikas that we're mechuyev to go do for every single day, just because you're having a saving problem, it was no shalom bayis issues, ma'isa no, that's not what Chazal wanted. They want a bdika every single day. This question of Yashiv, ma'isa, he's machmer. So I heard numerous people want to be mekel, ma'isa now I see a ma'isha and shuva, yodei chalapes, keinzei, I said mokh madchak, person having a hard time coming clean, he says also nichel until the loch of a blazer, gusemich on doing the idea of 1 and 7. Now, comes out, we have these levels, and even, well, again, numerous places can say, you can argue the point, what's the loch of staining? And it sounds like the anhoga is by numerous people that staining is also the loch of 1 and 7. Now, I think you do sometimes have to stress the noshim. They know that the loch is 1 and 7. And as I heard from Rav Rubin say over, when women think something good but the Eved, they have a natural switch in the head, some of them, and think that's good l'chadchilo. That means you ask them why you do it for her, because the Rav said, I can go do it. The Rav says, yes, I said b'di'eved. She said, yes, so I did it. No, I said b'di'eved. And she says, yes, so I did it. They don't seem to understand, and therefore there are numerous nashim who seem to miss b'dikas, because what's the big deal? They don't seem to have any tzarech, no need, no kosher, no tzar, no kev, no mak, no reason at all. It's just, I'm taking care of the kids, it's not important, and the 1 and 7 is b'seder. That's incorrect. Way how to follow Halacha. Halacha is very clear. We do every single day. And something that really has to be stressed every day, twice a day. Fine, those are first of five simple levels. Next challenge is to do the sixth level, 1 or 7. Where is it coming from? The Gemara is a Shaila that once we have a laws in the Mishnah that says 1 and 7. Does it mean Tchilasai V'Saifai? Or Tchilasai O'Saifai? The Gemara comes out. The Rav says one or the other. Whether it's Tchilasai, or the case of Saifai, in and of itself, the Maisit Smutter. Atzad HaSheni, Rav Chinna says, no, this Pasha is reading the Mishnah, it's Tchilasai v'Saifai. And therefore, the Machlokes, what to go do among the Rishonim, how to go Paskin. Beis Yosef has the list, the Rav Rishonim, the Maisa Amekel, Rambam, Rav Ramban, Rash Bevoid. However, he does go further and say, how the Smag, say, but Shumo, Grace, Mamis, disagree over here. Machlokes. He throws in upon this, even those who want to be Mekel, say 1 or 7. He discusses, if that's so, maybe it's Lavdavka 1 or 7, maybe it's day 2, maybe it's day 3. And that's a second Machlokes. The two on the Rosh won't say Koshkein if day 1, certainly day 3 and day 4, one day by itself. Atzad HaSheni, the Rashi and the Rosh want to argue, say no, it's either day 1, the first day, or the last day. Beis Yosef, after he goes through this Machlokes, he ends off, since we're dealing with Savg Issacharis, which Yishlod and Achorim say, why is that so? Issacharis. But once we're dealing with Savik Issacharis, we have to be Machmer. And therefore the Mechaber, it's true, and Shulchan Aruch brings down the first, Bistamius, to be Mekel 1 or 7. And usually, Stam Vish Oimlim, the Loche Kistam. Here he ends off, Ein Lohokel, not to be Mekel. The Loche is not 1 or 7. The Loche is Yinei Abduka on day 1 and day 7. The words of Aruch HaShulchan is Chalila Lanu to go with the Psak the Beis Yosef. And that's the Sforum Beikar come along to say, Beikar again, is that we paskin 1 and 7 and nothing less than that. However, we'll see clearly among the Sforum that a certain time, certainly that we stomach upon, Rav Yishonim Rav Shito. For example, come along the Pesach Shuvah by Yostin Sifkon Hei, and earlier also Sifkot by Zayin Sifkot in Lama Beis, he brings down the Chavadas. The Chavadas says, when a case when Isha is a Mako, and it's very hard for her to become Tohoyo. And even if you see down, we have a tli over here. He says, then we'll go back to the Ikka Locho of doing one day. One's enough. Day 1 or day 7. Again, this is a tire, but us once disagrees. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, since the Deuchat Gadol, we make a likeness Chavadas. The Tash Yisrael, a Moshe and Shuvah, a Berquist, they come along and say that we're going to be Samech on this din of doing one. That means people were asking why in the world the Mechav brings down Lashon Stimius to be Mekel, and then he ends up Ein Lahokel. L'chor, to tell you, there is a sheet out there, and it's certainly b'mokam atzarech, yesh min lismarch. L'chor, case of makas, why are you samach upon it? That's one example in the Pesach HaTshuva. A second time, I'm going to be samach upon that. If she already slept together, the loch is also be mekel, go back to the ikedin of Rav in Reb Elozer, the 107 is enough. The third time, Reb Berkus says, let's say a case, sometimes by Kala, they're overwhelmed by the time leading up to the Chasna, and if we get these things, he says, also, mitzad the busha, not be chubas nido, also be samach upon this Indian over here. So again, so we have this concept that even though we are in lahokal, and the loch is every single day, but be the evda in lahokal 1 and 7, but mokam maka, lonsa bailo kadaima, will be samach lahokal. Now, building upon this, come on the Peskat Shuvan Sivkot Vav. I'm sorry? I can't hear you. It's not clear what you're saying. It's mamash not clear what you're saying. Your phone seems to have a maybe ask it later, because I can't hear. Hello? Okay. If a person does a bedika on, let's say, on, is anyone hearing an echo? Just me. Oh, I'll try to continue. Let's say a person does a bedika on, let's say, on day 3 and day 7. Come along the Peskat Shuvah, Migdan and Machloikis, the Degum of Ova, and the Noid of Yehuda, which happens to be the same person, what the Lacha is. The Degum of Ova seems to be Mekel. You want to say, just like Brother Rosh says, on 1 or 7, the Lacha could be that day 3 or 4 is enough, Kol Shkain. Here also, we do a case of 3 and 7, Lav Dafkin 1 and 7, that'll be, you can't be Mekel. Tzadashedi, the Noid of Yehuda says, not the way. He says, when a person does a case of 1 of 3. He says he'll have to do a bedikah either on day 9. Not only that, he says even on day 8. Where's the 1 and 7 if you do 3 and 8? He says it's like connecting 1, 3, and 8 as long as you do not have 5 days in between. So it comes out that a person has 3 and 7. L'maisa, there's a shela among the svarim what the loch is. There is an erech shulchan. It's mekel. Let's say be sure that's mekel. However, numerous achrayim l'maisa want to be machmer. Where to apply this case is an interesting situation. I mean, very really, does the Isha forget one, she'll do 3 and 7. But the Anoshim, who'll do Bedikah 6 days straight, do Bedikah once in the morning, once at night, and day 7, for whatever reason, they'll forget. So, what's the halacha in that case? They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then morning and night, they're mamash 12 times. They're missing on day 7, the morning and the afternoon. So, come out, l'chor, the machlekes, how to pask in the case when they have 3 and 7? This Pesach Shuvah. Ma'aseh according to the Aruch HaShulchan, say, if you're sure, you can't be Mekel. They ask the question to Avosner, Ma'ar Koyin, the Bi'oimah, they say, no, you have to wait and do a bedikah on day 8 and then go to the mikvah. Now, once we have these bedikahs, are there people there? Yes, there are, fine. Okay, fine. Shkoyach. Okay, I'm just having bad echoes on my side. Thank you. Now, in the gate of the case of bedikas, we mentioned yesterday that before you do an hefsik, you have to do a chitzo. You have to wash yourself out to clean out the area, and then wait a couple of minutes, 15 minutes, to do a bedikah. Can a person do a chitzo before a bedikah during the Zayin Nikim? If you think about it, before the hefsik, we're trying to clean out the remnants that's left over for the last couple of days. However, during the bedikas of Zayin Nikim, fakert, we don't want to clean out. Then you won't know what's happening over here. Won't be in tune to exactly what's going on inside your body. So maybe there's a svar over here that person cannot do rechitza during the Zayin Nikim. So the Masham and Shuvah and the Moshe being sound, that first the case of douching. That means there's a case of washing inside Oysel Mokoyim. Come along the Masham and the Vemakil and others, and Shom Zalman says, you cannot clean out Oysel Mokoyim. If you have to, says the Moshe, mitzad the Sigur before, then do a bedik in the morning and then clean out after the bedikah. Once we have this idea not to clean out inside Oysel Mokoyim, the other Svarim discussed, can you take a shower? Can you take a bath? Can you go swimming? Is that the same problem that we have a chash that Tibas Dam will come out and come lost over here and we should not cause this to go happen? See, look among the Svarim, there are different Gedorim, very clear among the Svarim, Everyone seems to give a little bit different getter. It sounds like from a shower, Iker should be mutter. They get involved with if it's hot water different than cold water. Cold might be better than hot. Someone say swimming is beseder. Someone mechalik say day one, day 17 machmer. Other days to be mekel. Mekel comes out. Look among the svarim again. Everyone has a different nosoch, different on the hoggis, and really should go ask what to go do. But again, we said the svara. If you don't ask anybody, a shower is a stark reason to be mekel. Other cases, yesh lodin, and you have to find out what your messiah or you on hugger is. In this halacha, bedikas in the Zayin Nikiyim, so let's say a person was doing day one, day two, day three, got day four, she saw a bedika, they saw a dam on top of it, she threw it in the garbage, said, that's it. The husband comes back, whether that day, the next day, she says, what happened? Says, I became Tommy. I have to count all over again. He goes to the, checks out the bedika, she thinks it's beseder, brings it to the Rav. The Rav says, she is Tahira. What is halacha in that situation? Is there a bayah that she's Mesiach Das from the Zayinikim? So Be'etzem is a similar case in the Pesach Shuvah from the Eld Stoker, that an Isha, she was Katmul the Zayinikim, she saw a Kesem, thought she was Tomei, and then she did a Hefzik, counted 2 days, and then a friend told her, you can't count right away 2 days, the halacha is in another 5 days. We know 5 and 7, you need another 5 days. After she did that, she came out, it was a mistake, it was not true, she did not need another 5 days. So what happened? Basically, she listened to her friend, which by now everyone knows, you should not listen to your friend, you ask your husband, ask the Rav, not listen to your friend, but she had good intentions over here. And the shaila was, now that she was Mesiach Das for a couple of days, and afterwards she found out that Bechem she was Tahira, could she be Semach on the Hefzik that she did, and then after she stopped counting? L'maiso, the Pesach Shuvah, he brings down this Milt Stokel, he comes out to be Machmer. Once you Mesiach Das, Sidetayo, Choch Mazodim, and race for him go, you need a Vesafrilo. And if you're not counting over here, you Mesiach Das from the Vesafrilo, it's being Ma'akiv in your Zainakim. Ramosha, Minchas Yitzchok, Vavosner, the Badai Shulchan, Chodeshani, and others. Atzad Hasheni, to bring a starker raya that Mesiach Das is not Nichon the Ged of Chsern and Zainakim, they point out the Lochan Sivches, the Loch over there is, by a Shaito or someone with a Chereshes, who goes does a bedika for her? A friend checks for her and counts for her. The question is, a shaita has no das. Why is that nechal get him mesiach das? Or if you want to ask a person sleeping, why is that nechal get him mesiach das? So they want to tell you, there's a raya brua, so numus achoinim, an idea of a shaita, there's no certain in being mesiach das. So if she knew she was clean over here. Why they point out, says the chaznish, we pass the blazer, day 1 and day 7. That means we do not need counting 5 days in between. Why is that not nichlin baya of a safralo? Elamayah, day 1, I have day 7, that's beseder. Therefore, there's a tzemach tzedek who disagrees. Now, in Yontif and the Kishkol Aruch, the Masham, and the Chanush has been cited this way. They bring down that the Tabakur, the Cheshav Eifad, he passed this way. The one taino, the halacha over here is that a person in Mesiach Das, even a couple of days, does not make a difference. Now, just to answer the kasha, but for Safla negate the sugya of a shaito, the Chodeshani wants to answer. There's a chiluk whether a person has no das, or a person has a das against that they think they're tamei. Kain the sugya mitzvus kavano. We paskin at least by the abundance, we do not need a case of kavano. But your das hepochet is ma'akim the sugya of the mitzvah. Or another way how they want to answer the sugya negate a shaito is your friend who during the bdikah is counting for. So you have a Safla through the friend. The right one tied up in the case 1 and 7. The Maisa, you have a Safra without a Bidiko. So this is Mavucho among the Achoidim. Most from the Maisa are Machmer. Now those who want to be Mekel. What is the Svara over here to be Machmer? And the Nafkamina is over here. Is the Yisoid over here to be Machmer? Is it beside the concern of the Sphero? Is that the concept? Or the reason is, no, that's if she's counting 7 days. But since she's not in tune to her body, Dilma da Agasha Velavadaite. Maybe the reason because she had a gosha, she's not attuned, and therefore Be'etzim is a chashash being tamei over here. One simple nafkamino. Is the case over here, she counted 2 days, her friend told me, no, she has to count all over, or she thought she's tamei. Do those 2 days count or don't count? That means, do we say it's soiser? Or no, just not soiser, vein oilon, neither one. So they come along, the Imre Yosha, he wants a taino. The idea over here is what? There's a concern in the sphere. You count 1 and 2. Day 3 and 4, we don't count. and 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 who do count, but start two and the 5 at the end. The whole idea that you have to have a sphere counting straight, it's only something if there's a tumma being active in between. We get a loch and sef yud, acha, acha, titor. And since there's no tumma be'emtza, just a chsern in the sphere, so no problem, it's not going to be, say so, the days that were not going to be beforehand. Therefore, B'shom HaZalman, and B'yashir, Rav Shtromach, they go this way. At Tzad HaSheni, look up in the middle of Stoka, and Chochmah Sodom goes this way, the chsern over here is dum the agash of Lava Daite. And there's a chshash of tumma over here. The chshash of tumma, says it Tzemach Tzedek and others, the loch is to be machmer, and say that a person is going to be Tomei, and they have to count a brand new 7 days. And even the days that you count already are gone. One machlokes, a nafmina and nafon in the machmirim. A second question, do you need a new hefsik over here? On that side, the dum agshav la vadaitai, says the chokhmah sodom, l'biyash goes this way, need a new hefsik. Mitzadi said over here, there's chon in the sphero, I'm toiro, but I don't have zainakim. I can do a hefsik today, and 5 days later, start counting. Said Minchas Yitzchok, no problem, I do not need a new hefsik. A third nafkamina, a very important nafkamina, is let's say a person Mesiach Das, not for a day or two. Mesiach Das, only for a couple of hours. Yishu does a bedika, thinks it's bad, thinks she's tummy, puts in the garbage. An hour later, her husband comes, says Beseder. She did not miss the oino, did not mix a day. Is that also a chsaron? If the bayah mitzad the chsaron in sviro, she didn't miss any part of counting. If the chsaron is duma agashav lava daite, not tuned to a body, she should be tummy. So you look up in Avnei Tzedek, Shari Toya, L'maisa, they are machmer. Even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, does that make a difference? You must see Echdas, she's tmeo. Again, I can't hear. Maybe wait for the question afterwards, because my phone is not coming clear. I'll tell the Shani, most of them go not the way. The Meir Arik, Imre Yosher, come along and says, no, since the concern in the sphere over here, he wants a taina that if you do not miss a full aino or a day, the loch is you still have the sphero, therefore it's not akiv, and no problem, dain weiss, obliyashiv, avozo, chodshani, that's what most farm go. Now if you realize when I said over, I said 3 nafkaminas, and a little bit of a stero of how it came out. I said, most places can say, negate how many days you need, you start all over again. You can't count the days you counted, dilma agashav lava daite. Then I said, most farm said over, that if you miss a couple of hours, not make a difference, it's only concerned in the sphero. So again, any good lamdim k'machalk in the cases over here, it could be just one simple way, even the tzad dilma argisha, but now you have a concern in the sphero. If you don't have a concern in the sphero, we're not going to say dilma argisha v'lava daite. Ulai. Now just to be clear, this halacha is definitely a case where the isha says she's tamei, she said 100%, and the husband says you made a mistake. But let's say you're not sure, and you have a shayla, you can put it to the side of Iskir Rav. Or she 99% chance, but just in case, she'll leave it for her husband to go check it out to Iskir Rav. You never know. In that situation, the vat is not Nichla Sugi Masiach Das. That's Poshit. Shouldn't she know she could be in the parsha? Until she doesn't know 100% and you took it out of the garbage, it's not in shayla, not Nichla in this Machlaikis. The mice again, most of the time, the Paiskim will say it's not a case of a full owner of Vadi Kami Mekel. Even a full owner, there's a Machlaikis on the Paiskim. Yesh v'yesh. Next point, some say a lashon of oinah shleima, some say a case of a day. It sounds like they mean the day of counting. I keep switching the list because it depends what safe you're saying. I myself, it seems to be a little argument among the swarm, how to say over this mahalach. Next point, when a person counts, do you have to say counting? Hayoyim yom rishon, Hayyim Yom Sheni, like we do by Sfira Sa'imer. Over there it says to count, here it says Vesafrala to count. So there is a Tosfos in Ksubis, Dafayim Beis, that says, why don't we make a bracha? Why does she make a bracha? Like Sfira make a bracha. She says, why? Because maybe she'll see Dam and be Tister, and therefore the bracha she said the past couple of days was a bracha batolo. Can we know by the Sugya Sfira Sa'imer? If a person counts and then messes up a day, Chson Shleimish, Mitzad Bahag Shito, he also, they get involved, is the same sugi or not, but the reason why you do not make a bracha, mitzad the chson and shleimus. It might be tir v'tister, it might be a baya, a bracha v'atolo. Building upon Taisvis, a question also how to read Taisvis, his exact maskono, coming with Shlo, brought down the Pesachet Shuvo, the baya is bracha shaboy. However, the count, avada, the sarfalo, avada person, has to go count. And therefore, the Chacham Basodim writes, the correct anahoga is to say, Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni, on the days. The people in the Chabura tell me that certain Nashim, Maisle, that's their anahoga, they count the days. Atzel Sheni, come on the Pesach Shura further. He said the Maram of Rotenberg and Shuvah, and also the Chinuch and Sefer Mitzvahs, clearly among the Shenim, that the Minig is not to do any sphere over here. Yibizam, the Advaz, and others. The words of Chassam Sofer and Shuvah, we have Kabbalah, me Moshe Rabbeinu, me Pia Kabbalah, that we do not need to sphere of a pair. We have Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not sure if the Shlo had this Kabbalah, but Chassam Sofer says we have this Kabbalah already, not to count a pair. One reason the Advaz is brought down to say that by Sphere Sa'imer, there's a Chiev to go count. Masha'en came by being knocking. She has no chiv to go being Torah. She has no chiv to matar herself. Levi Tomei. There's no chiv over here. That's why we don't have to go count. Yeshua, they want to argue with the svar over here. But Maestro Kidua, the minig among the main am, is certainly not to go count. Not like the shlo over here. The Maestro says in Masham, even on the tzad, Yohan Hogi is to go count. Even according to the Machmirim, let's say you forgot a day, not Masiach Das. Not nichol nechuma, not fellows of machmer in Masiach Das. It does not tell you zeh upon zeh. Sifov. The act of doing bedikas. So first, to do a bedika with your finger inside, without putting a cloth on top of it. Come on, the goy shaydura brought down by the Siddur Torah by us, the Chochmas Sodom. A vada, a finger does not work. Why? It's not balea. You cannot see dam on top of it. And a vada, you have to put a cloth on top of it. Now, once you have to put a cloth on top, says the Mechaba, what is the correct thing? So he says, number one, it has to be a case that's love and white. Number two, it has to be a case that's naki, that's clean. And number three, it has to be a case that's rach, that's soft. And therefore, the Olam gets involved. What's in these parameters over here? What's cotton? Can a person take an undershirt and cut off into pieces over here? Because what you go do, you go to the store. Every single makol in Eretz Yisrael sells these things. You buy a package over there, and with a good hashkacha, and make sure you don't run out. Now, the amount that you need, the standard situation, you need 16 Edim. Why 7 morning and night is 14, then Hefzik Amoich. And therefore, every package that I see usually has 18 Edim inside. And the correct thing is you buy 2 packages just in case. And therefore, not get involved with the Shiloh. What happens, you run out of different bedikah cloths. You should always have them around in the house. That's first the cloth to go use. Now, how to go use the cloth? They say first, you take out the bedikah cloth, check it. Practically, sometimes there might be a red thread inside, there might be a red dot there, and therefore you should check it. Otherwise, the rov will see something there that looks red. It might be metame the isha. Now, after you check it, she's taken it and wrap it around her finger, and says the mechaber discusses 2 aspects. Number one, the aspect of doing chur v'stakim, and number two, how far it should go inside. So, to discuss these 2 aspects over here. Number one, how far does the person need to go inside with this aid inside her body? So first, very clear, the Torah brings down from the Rosh, and ready to arrive it. It has to go ad mokum shashamash dosh. That means she has an artik, where the Eva is dosh. As far as the Eva doshes, that's how far the Eid over here is supposed to go. Now, come along the Beis Yosef, goes on further, brings down the Trumas Hadeshin, says the Yeshua for Noshman go far, that far, it's very hard for them. And therefore he says, hanach lehem. Now, the Beis Yosef says, what do you mean Hanachlem? Kidua Hanachlem has two ways to end off the words. Hanachlem im ein nevim b'nei nevim, meaning it should be done. Hanachlem, what is she shaykim anti yamizidim, and betsim it's incorrect to be semich upon as far as you can go. A shiloh. The mice of the way the Beis Yosef comes out, in Beis Yosef he said that Bal Nefesh should be machmer. They point out that the Mechaber, he seemed to not go this way, he was chlized a little bit. It says, Medinoi, a person has to go ad mokum sheshamash dosh. He said, L'chol apachas, for one of the 7 days. Now the question is, if you think about it, a little bit of a stereo, Sif Dalet to Sif Vav. Sif Dalet discusses if it's at 1 and 7, 1 or 7. He says, Ein lohokol, the loch is 1 and 7. Come along over here in Sif Vav, and says the loch is at least 1 day, go ad mokum sheshamash dosh. Why one? Why not 1 and 7? So, comes along the Beis Yosef itself and explains where it's coming from. That this idea over here, that we're coming to be Machmer, of Asher Mokum Shamash Dosh, is the Rosh Hashito, the Ravid Shito. They're the ones who say the Lachim Ikar Din is like Rav 1 or 7. The one who says you need to have 1 and 7, Rav Chanina, the Smag and Sefer Shumo. They do not say they need to go atzer shamash dosh. Therefore, he comes along as mitzdarif rav against Rav Chanina together with the smag and sevet truma. They do not say this chumo atzer mokum shamash dosh, and therefore in sif vav is when he said at least one time go as far as you can and mokum shamash dosh. Fine, that's pshat the mechaber. However, come along the Rama, and the Rama says the ma'aser will pass in like the truma tedeshin. And therefore, you should go as far as you can. The words of the Torah, you pass like this. Why? Because you're learning the Torah, the Malkei Shoris, and you go as far as you can. Now, the words of the Ramah says b'di'evet, post facto. What about l'chadchilo? So come on the Chochmas Adam, and as far as bring it down that way, that if it's hard to go as far as you can, up to Mokri Shamash Dosh, that is nichel l'geda b'di'evet. Therefore, the Olam says over what to go do. Ne'svad, I'm not sure. But the Ashkenaz is very simple. We go as far as you can. I again, myself, that's only b'di'evet, because that's as far as you can. It's hard to go further than that. That's nichel geda b'di'evet. So fine. So the halacha over here, how far? As far as you can. Now, this halacha, as far as you can, this is from, say, what is the Eitzah? The Bring Down the Chasam Sofer that says you put your foot on the stool, the other foot on the ground, or the Noshim today go to the bathroom, put one foot on top of the Sheretim, another foot on the ground, they take the aid, put it over the finger, they put it as far as they can. That's what Maestro we do. Now let's say a person has a hard time putting it inside because she is dry, she is not wet, has no lubricant there. So already come along the Marsham, and he discusses about putting water on top of the aid. They get involved with Mitzad HaSugya, can do that on Shabbos. They get involved with maybe it covers up the dam they can see over there, how much water. So the way how the Sforum is Manenu, how Berkut said over the Marikoyan say, the better way, the correct analogy is not to put anything on the aid. Is to put a lubricant, KY or something like that. Wait berch 15 minutes. There is be nothing there. It'll be easy to put the aid inside. Should not be a problem. Now they say do not use Vaseline, because Vaseline Lamaisa is a lubricant that does not dissolve inside the body. And therefore, when you put the aid inside and take it out, it can cover up and not see things clearly. That means the Hanhoga today, if you're dry, you put not on the aid, but on top of her, a lubricant that dissolves inside the body, you wait 15 minutes, there should not be any problems. That's number one, how far to go. Number two, Neger to the Sugya of Churim V'Stokim. So first, it's very clear, but he says, bring down, it's a shallow, when we need it for. The Ravid says, you only need it for Tahiris. The Ramban, or at least what the Ramban has brought down in the Rajbo, Yishlo, when it says in Hilchos Nido, says you only need it for the case of Hefsek Tyro. Masha'enki, the Beis Yitzchak, goes on further, being done 10 different Rishonim, that says we need Churim V'Stokim every single day of the Zainikim. The Rajbo, the Rosh, the Smag, Torah, and others, we need every single day. That means Halacha, we need every day, as far as you can go, and Churim V'Stokim. Now, this idiom of Churim V'Stokim that we need, the cracks and crevices, the Peshkim is called Din D'Rabbanan or Din D'Raisam. Beikir says as for him, Chadish to the Tyre and others, is a Din D'Rabbanan. One of the rites that come from a simple rite is a case of Pesula. She cannot do Churim V'Stokim, the Maisa is Mutter, not a problem. Now, in this idea, during Churim V'Stokim, let's say a person does not do it at all during the Zainikim. She never did it. She only did it by the case of the Hefsek and the Moich. So the Olam Sor, I assume with Pesach Shuvah by now, that brings down the Noit Behudo, who makes three Tzirufim out of it, why to be Mekel? Number one, he says, maybe you stem from the idea that a person did the moich inside, and went inside at night time, and then mitzaref Rashi Shito, the Abdika Balayla helps as a sphere. Number two, we have the Abban Shito, that the Hefsik is the only thing that needs Churim V'Stokim, and not the Zainikim. And number three, you have the Ravid Shito, does not need Churim V'Stokim at all. With these three Tzirufim, the Nadi Buddha wants to be Mekel. Atzad HaSheni, but you do need Bedika again on day 1 and 7, just not the idea of Churim V'Stokim. Atzad HaSheni, Chavdas HaChokmazon, and Kitzel all argue on Nadi Buddha. That means even though he has a three Tzirufim, not that simple to be Samech upon this concept, they want to argue with him and say, we're not Samech upon these Inyonim at all. Where this comes out practical is neged when Isha puts a moich inside a body. Now the Anhogi is that we first do a bedika of a hefsik, then we do a moich, then we do zainikim. So in the hefsik we do churim v'stokim. In the moich people put it in without doing churim v'stokim. Would that count as churim v'stokim? A nafkamina, very simple one. Let's say the hefsik came out to be tamei, but the person put the moich inside before shkia and let the moich itself be a situation that we can count as a hefsek tyro. So those who are taina, if you did not put in the cracks and crevices, Practically, how in the world can count as a hefsek? But wasn't a storm of Marakoyin. I said Hashem the is question to Moshe, and Chaska Roth, and Shlomo Miller, Rav Berkowitz, they tie in a simple and partial sfarah. The reason why Nichum is talking is to get all the cracks and crevices. Person puts the mech inside, leaves inside for 30 minutes, just walking around, it's going to get to all the cracks and crevices. But Mitzias, it gets there. Unless she's lying in the bed and not moving, and even that Yishlodin, maybe won't get there. But otherwise, the person walks around, her body shifts back and forth, and Mestavra is Nichum in the category of a cracks and crevices, a Chum Vistokim. Therefore, if Isha does a mech, and she does not do the Dikas of a Chum Vistokim all 7 days, or she did it incorrectly, there's a Noidim Huda, what Mice wants to make, all comes out. That means this Noidim Huda on the page is a Kula for Noshim who do not do Chum Vistokim, if they do a case of a mech. Now, what is Nichol in the ghetto of Chum Vistokim? Now, just to be makdim, trying to say the MS, not trying to pick any sides over here, I have no negias over here, just trying to be clear, the big mavucha of what the correct way of doing a medika is. Start from one source. There's a Sefer Pisrei Hadas that came out in Tavshin Ayin Gimel by Reb David Morgenstern, Talmud of Yashiv. He writes very clearly there are four shlavim a person has to go to do a situation of churum v'stokim. Number one, he starts off very simple, has to go as far as you can. Find that everyone agrees to, that's a Shulchan Aruch. Number two, he says, when you put it inside the body, as everyone knows, there are three levels, there's a nartik, there's a tzav rechem, and there's a rechem. That means it goes from the vagina to the cervix to the uterus. The place of the nartik, where the shamash is dosh, that's where you put the eight inside. Now, when you put the eight inside, inside the isha's body, the cervix comes out and goes down inside the nartik, and much narrow, and it goes narrow inside the middle of the nartik. That means you can go around the cervix further higher up. So come along, he says, number two, David, that you have to take your finger, go around the cervix, higher up above the Pia Makar. The opening of the Pesach of the cervix, you have to go higher than that, around it on the sides. The whole entire Beis HaChitzon you have to go get. That's number two. Number three, he says, when you come further down, you have to touch with the Gia Kala very lightly, the Pesach of the Tzav Rechem. That's an opening. You have to touch that area to make sure it's clean. Number four, he says, when a person on the way out, you have to rotate on the way out. You can just rotate, put your finger in, and rotate around. You have to rotate around on top, and then slowly in every level, rotate on the way out. That means to be clear, saying four things, you have to put in all the way. You have to check all the sides and top. Number three, you have to touch the Tzav Rechem, the mouth. And number four, rotate on the way out. Now, as far as I understand, there are three arguments going on over here. Again, going in all the way, everyone agrees. But the next three things he says, just to say two arguments quickly, put it aside and go to the main shiloh. First thing he says is that you have to go to Tzav Rechem, go further than that on the sides and go check. When I spoke to a Meltzer about Rav Dov Morgenstern, he remembers when they came out, he said this psak in Shir 10 years ago, he made a massive rush, the fact that he had to go check higher than the Tzav Rechem. And he says he went to Rav Halberstam and he asked him his question, and Rav Halberstam, lo shimano dov gizeh. And the svara over here is, it comes out from the Tzav Rechem downwards. To go check higher up above it, why go check? Why is the dam goes backwards? Dam does not go backwards. No one's standing on their head over here. Therefore, we never heard this idea that he's saying you have to go check higher than the Tzav Rechem. Fine, one shiloh. A second thing, even though they're on the side, it doesn't go backwards. The dam doesn't go back up. Fine, it goes down, but why assume it goes back up? It goes on the sides. You're checking the sides. It'll go on the sides, it'll go up, and the sides, you won't find it. He's saying you have to check higher up, higher than the level on the sides. Side point. The second side point, he says you have to touch the era of the Pesach Tzav Rechem. You bring it down the Issa Tzav Yashiv, and you have to go do that. Myself, Vos in the Sefer says, do not touch that area. It's very sensitive, it's abrasive, you cause dam to come out. Before it says, don't touch that area. I mean, he says you have to go touch the ira, because that is the makor that's coming out of the dam that makes isha tamei. And the Rav says, don't do that. Fine. Those are two machloksim on those two things. The main thing to focus on is he's taking an idea over here that you have to rotate on the way out. Meaning, just explain what that means. A person puts their finger inside. Everyone says, bend your finger a little bit to the side. You want to get the cracks and crevices. Just turn without bending your finger. You will not get the cracks and crevices. You have to bend it. Now, when you bend it, you look at your finger. Everyone can look at their finger. There are three knuckles over there. When they're bending it, you're only getting the top level. There's the next level, next two levels in your finger you're not getting. So you have to bend it, rotate over there, take your level down and rotate again, and level down, rotate again, and barach three, four times, you're rotating it all the cracks and crevices. That's what he's saying. Now, I've heard over the years, numerous people tell me, not true, where you get this from, it's made up. So the ma'aseh first. Rav Mogelson says he went to Abiyashiv and he asked him what's halacha to go do. A person that go do it. He says, Avadi, you have to go do it. He says, what's halacha b'dieved? He says, even though I feel lonzo and bailo, the halacha is she has to go back to the mikvah. It's ma'akiv in chuvah stokim. You have to go back to the mikvah. Rav Ozer, also in Seifi, says, the halacha is you have to be rotate on the way in or the way out. Don't need both over here. Either one or the other. Usually it's easier on the way out. You're ready lubricant. But either way, you have to rotate. Now, you could tell me that's Abiyashiv in Yushlaim, Rav Ozer, Nevrak. The Maisa, if you want to take out the English form of Eider and Rav Forst, whether it's in the Green Book or the Gold Book, or the Sefer, the Secret of Jewish Femininity that people use, that was written first in the Hebrew, that Shlomo Zalman checked everything over, and then was translated into English by Tila Abramoff. If you look in all through the English form, the past 40 years, they all write very clearly, you have to rotate on the way down or the way up. You need to rotate. So the fact that people tell me they were not taught this way, and all the Americans from that I can find, get a hold of, that all the Maisi say, that's what you have to go do. So someone wrote a letter to Rabbi Forrest. The Maisi is saying this and say, for Eloi Shemana, where are you getting it from? She says, the Maisi, where I get it from? I asked the Kala teachers. And the Maisi, they told me. That's Maisi, how they taught. That's their Messiah over here. Voidi says, very simple. Go practice it on your hand. And people have done that. I've seen it myself. People take their hand, they close, let's say, their right hand. They take their left finger, put an 8 over it. If you want, on your right hand, put lipstick on top of all your cracks and crevices. Put the 8 inside with your left finger and rotate without turning your finger. You will not get all the cracks and crevices. You can try it yourself. And he says also in this tshuva that he wrote back, try it with your own hand. You'll see you will not get uin the churim v'stokim unless you rotate on the way down. The Pisrei Das of Dov Morgenstern said that Vliyasha told him it's a mitzvah l'adil rabim. Pesach Da says, people told him it's not Mokubel called Dovah Dar. She said he went around and he asked Rebbetzin Greenberg, not sure that is, but she was a person who charged all the Messiah of Eretz Yisrael, everything comes from her. He said he asked all different Kilo Shainas, and they all came along and said, that's our Messiah. That's what you go do. So we have certainly Gedolim say that's Ma'akiv of Yilon Sabailo. That's the way I do Churim Vestalkim. Tzad Hasheni, there's a Sefer Ogo Balecho that from Montreal, it comes along and says, to say this idea, you have to rotate on the way down. Dov Chadoshes, Lo Shemanu, we never heard such a concept over here. We never told this idea. And it's brought down in Netik Avriel. Netik Avriel says, who was Michael? He said, very nice of Vozim, Sefer, says to be Machmer, Pikidur, Vozim himself, Paskin Lukulo. He Paskin only rotate on the top, and that itself is enough. So it's not the first time we came across a Vozim doing the same thing in Hilchos Nida. Somewhat reasoned by, for example, the color of Myers negated brown and safer, the Maisi Vay Machmer, and also some people say the Maisi practically is Makel. So they say the Maisi Vod himself is Makel. Rav Halberstam also is Makel. Rav Nasha Klein that way. The Al Sura in Lakewood. I also called up Lakewood, the Bezin over there, and I asked them what exactly do they teach. And the couple Bali Chassan told me they teach the same exact thing. They've been teaching for years. We teach, you put inside, you rotate, and you take it out. That's it. That's the Maisi enough. So I went to Baron David. And I heard in the Shiva Smir, they teach to put it inside, rotate and take it out. So I went to Baron and I asked him, Maisa, they say, Mushem Numus Kedolim, that's Mamash Lonsa Baila, you have to go back to Mikvah, and it's not Nichlin Geder of being Metara Labaila at all. And the Messiah of the Shiva Smir, if anyone knows the Shiva Smir, it comes from Baron David, that he was appointed already by B'chaim Shmulevitz to be the head of the Chassanim. He says he teaches that way, and I asked him why that's so. So he was getting a little bit nervous, so he wrote a letter to Rav Gantz. Rav Gantz wrote back to him, said, the Maisa, the Messiah is that we put inside all the way. We rotate on top. He says, "I'll be the savior tires by soul that's written by the Chaznish, and not be hoisiv dvam chadoshim, not be more upon this." So again, so among the Sfarim, as far as I see, 7:7, some are very, very stark. The loch is you have to rotate all the way through, and mamsh the chesreinus people are being nidas. Atzal Hasheni, the newer people tell me the Masaira and the yes, the Kala teachers are not that way. And anyone learned to the Mir, learned the Lakewood, they seem to say only rotate and only do the Chum V'Stokum on the top level. That's first the Makari Shabbai. To what exactly does that mean? So first, interesting, when you read the Mechaber, is there a Dik in the Mechaber in the Ramah? There are two halachas going on over here in Sivav. The halacha of how far and the halacha of Chum V'Stokum. The words of the Mechaber, when it says how far, he said Ba'imik. Then in between he says L'V'Chum V'Stokum. And then he says, "An mokum shamash dosh." Why in the world did he throw in the words chum v'stokim in between these two things? Again, he says, "Bo'imik as far as you can." In the chum v'stokim, an mokum shamash dosh. Sounds like in the oimik, as far as you can, that's where you do the chum v'stokim. Sounds like l'kula. So maybe you have a deek from the mechaber clearly that only in the oimik you have to do chum v'stokim. When you tell me pungfake, go read the words of Ramah. The Ma switches the words of Mechaber around. He starts over saying Mamash Vekaret. He says the loch over here is Yatru Chum V'Stokim. And when he says the loch of Oimik is until as far as Yekoyach has to go over here. So it sounds like he comes along and tells you that no, the loch is Yatru Chum V'Stokim, then Bo'imik Kifi Koyachai. Come tell you maybe not to make the stick over here. So Yeshua have arrived from Mechaber and Ma, they're arguing with each other where exactly Chum V'Stokim is. That's time out reading the words of the Mechaber. L'chora, the Svar Shabbai, is that there's a Shuvah by Knei Baisim, Ramei Bansfer, in Chelik Aleph, they join to Rav Shtumbach, that seemed Rav Shtumbach was upset, they made these very small bedika cloths, that seemed to only cover the top of the finger. And Rav Shtumbach says, you want to check all the Chum V'Stokim, and therefore you have to have these long bedika cloths. So first, Knei Baisim says, you're correct. However, it gets involved, why do we need Chum V'Stokim for? What's the lumdus? Why? So it brings down Reb Kivega and Shuvah and Chet Al Simon Samach, also built upon a Siddur Tyra, Reb Kivega is quoting over there, that says, Be'etzem Medina, a person should only need to do a bedika by the Pesach that comes out the Dam from the Tzav Rechem to the Nartek. That's all you really need Medina. Except since most Noshim cannot get that far, you cannot reach that way, and maybe the Dam will go to the side, therefore a person has to also do Chum V'Stokim. That means the reason why we're doing Chum V'Stokim for is because Lav Dafka person will actually get to the Pesach of the Makar. The Ifrim Kivega is Mamshech and says, if that's the reason over here, Aloch Lamaiso, let's say a person does touch the aim, the Pesach of the Makar, you would not need Chum V'Stokim. That means he's saying the whole idea of Chum V'Stokim is only because you cannot get to the Pesach itself. If you can't get the Pesach itself, Maiso won't be a problem. Building upon that, come on Knei Baisim, and says, takes it to the next level. So let's say an Isha has a Petza, and she cannot check all Chum V'Stokim because the Petza over there. It says, as long as you can check one level, so you have one level, the Maisa is clean. You do not need to have every single level. Again, he's saying it only when a person is stuck out of Petza. But Al-Pi Cheshbon Shabbai, he says, once we know, we only have to really touch just the Pesach the Makara, that's one level. As long as you get one level being clean, the Maisa, that's enough. So it sounds like Abi Svar Shmoy, that the Knei Baisim is saying, B'diev, when you're stuck, negate the Petza, is also Svar 1, negate the idea of doing a Bedika. Negate the Chum V'Stokim, it's enough being done on the top level. Obviously, you can disagree and say, not Mokum Atzari Chumia, not Mokum Tchak. Chum V'Stokim means go through with every crack and crevices, the whole entire Beis HaChitzon, and say, maybe you need every single level over here. So my sister Tomal again among the Messiah, among the Gdolim, among the Paiskim, what to go do. Different people are taught different ways. Actually, I heard one Rav say you should not marry another Mishpacha, because they seem to have different Messiah and Hilchus Nida over here. Massive Chiddush over here, Yeshlodim, Yeshla'ayin. My sister, what to go do practically? Gotta go ask your Rav. Maybe go ask the college teachers, I'm not sure who more to go ask. Fine. Adkan Sivo, Beshem, on Sunday, we'll Mamshach with Siv Zayin. Atzlocha, and good Shabbos. Questions?